Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number two, brought to you by DraftKings, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, and they're giving new customers $200 in free bets instantly when you bet $1 or more on any football game. And all customers can double their money as long as Tampa Bay doesn't lose by 74 points. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number two. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, the season's ready to start. Let's take one last season outlook on this team and see what we're looking for. The overview is this. Penn State has had those New Year's 6 day bowl game seasons where they won in double figures. They never quite made it that next step to elite level. That's the word James Franklin has used. Now, they're kind of in a little bit of a dicey spot. The last couple of years, recruiting hasn't been the best, and we all know what happened last year, COVID season, but it was still an 0-5 start, and even though they won their last four, that was a losing record. I got to think, this is a big, big season for James Franklin, both on the recruiting front and on the field. So far, so good with the 2022 recruiting class. But just how much pressure is there on James Franklin for this season?
I don't know if pressure's it. I mean, I think to me it's just a real narrative builder type of season. And answering the question, what is this program? You know, where is it at this point in time? Are you getting closer to contention or are you slipping further away from contention? I think with 2020 and 2021, you know, those recruiting classes and then obviously last season too, you know, I think a lot of people are feeling like Penn State is further away from Ohio State than it was in the couple of years prior to that. So I think this is an important season to get out there and win football games. I think everybody wants to see this Penn State team beat quality competition and be more of a factor in the Big Ten, be more of a factor on a national level. You know, I think statistically there were points in time where Penn State was in that, you know, number 8, 9, 10 type range, and they're technically on the doorstep of being in the college football playoff conversation. But to me, I mean, when those opportunities arose, Penn State didn't rise to whatever occasion was in front of them, whether that was a loss to Michigan State or a loss to whoever, and they didn't really seize those opportunities. I don't think this is the team that gets there, but I think everybody wants to see Penn State get at least a meaningful win or two along the way, beat a ranked team, beat somebody as an underdog, whatever, you know, Wisconsin, Ohio State, beat one of those teams, give some kind of reason to believe that the upward trajectory is going to continue, because that to me is what the season's all about. I don't think anybody who looks at what Penn State's got and looks at what the schedule is going to really say, you know, this is a team that's going to win the Big Ten East. I think people have more realistic expectations than that. But I think people want to believe that that day can come. And I don't think there have been a lot of opportunities the last 2 years to really believe in that.
Well, Dustin, college football has reached a point where there's Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, and then everybody else. Now, in that best of the rest category, you probably have Georgia, you probably have Oklahoma, and Penn State was knocking on the door. Is it fair, though, to measure success against Ohio State? Can you be successful even though you know Ohio State is that full step ahead of Penn State and everybody else in the league?
Yeah, I don't think there's any shame in that. But, you know, you look at, and I've said this before, I think Penn State's problem in these years where they've been in the college football playoff conversation, their biggest problem has not been the outcome against Ohio State. Even when they won the Big Ten in 2016, their issue was getting blown out by Michigan and getting beat by Pitt early in that season. Losing to Michigan State, you know, a team that really didn't really belong on the same field as you a couple times. I mean, I think their bigger issues are taking care of business outside of Ohio State. You do all that, and you belong on the same field as Ohio State, you can continue to make progress. But at the same time, I mean, what's left for Penn State to do? You mentioned they've been in these New Year's six bowl games. They've been in contention for the college football playoff. They haven't gotten there. I'm not comparing them to Clemson or Ohio State or Alabama or Georgia, anybody, or Oklahoma. I'm not comparing them to those teams. But they do have to, if they're going to try to get on that level, they have to become something more of a national brand. And that's the difference, I think, when you see these five-star recruiting battles, for example, these five-star quarterbacks, where they're going to the national brands. And Penn State's not a national brand. I think they're one of the handful of teams that can get there. They're one of a handful of teams that can make an ascent like Clemson made an ascent under Dabo Swinney. So there's still potential here. I think, you know, the definition of success for me this season will be to win 9 or 10 games in the regular season and to get back to that place where people really think, okay, this could be the year.
I agree with you. You get to that 9 or even 10 win level, it gives people optimism. Plus, you will add that to this 2022 recruiting class, which is so good. It is something to build on. And the recruiting momentum will go into next year because of the success on the field and with the 2022 class. So keeping up with that upbeat feeling, Dustin, going into the season, are there reasons for optimism?
Oh, I think there are absolutely reasons for optimism. And, you know, the biggest one to me is if you look at what's around Sean Clifford, I do have confidence that this offensive line is going to take shape. I think they've got basically 4 starter caliber players. I would include Juice Scruggs in that because he got such meaningful time and he looks like a very, very good player. So I think up front they'll be okay there. But you look at everything else, you know, the 1-2 punch at wide receiver, the 1-2 punch at tight end. You know, the number of running backs that they have that they can unleash and ride those guys at in times where maybe other stuff on the offense isn't working. You know, all that talent, I think the defensive backfield to include another group in there, really optimistic about them. If the 3 starting linebackers can stay healthy, you know, that back unit of Penn State's defense can be really, really good. I think all these things lend themselves to a successful year. It just kind of comes down to can you pull it together week one, and can Sean Clifford play? So I think you know, they're better positioned this year for a number of reasons. I think Mike Yurcich is a better coordinator than Kirk Ciarrocca. And not only that, having the spring and the summer and having in-person meetings and having in-person walkthroughs and practices, they're going to be better positioned than they were last year. And my God, I would hope that the results are much better than the start of last year. So I think, you know, the key points are the same as they've always been, which is getting off to a fast start and getting quality play from the quarterback. There's a lot of other good reasons to believe that this team can win.
I got to say that I'm a Mike Yurcich guy. I like what he brings to the table. I'm very enthusiastic about that. I think very positively about that. However, the problem is, Dusty, a year ago, if you would go back and listen to our shows, I was probably saying the same thing about Kirk Ciarrocca.
Yeah, and that's fair. I mean, there's a lot of good energy around Kirk Ciarrocca, mostly because of what Minnesota did to Penn State. And maybe it just ended up being just philosophically, he just wasn't quite there where James Franklin wanted him to be. And I think he, more than other coaches maybe, I don't know, but the inability to work with his offense, the inability for the quarterback to really build chemistry on the field with his wide receivers. I mean, all these things, it's not excuse making, but these are all things that worked against Kirk Ciarrocca anyway. And, you know, I think it's hard to come out of that season and see the lack of growth from the quarterback position and some of that stuff and really continue on with him. Mike Yurcich seems to be a better philosophical fit, and I think you'll see that on the field. I think Mike Yurcich, too, has a lot of James Franklin in him. You know, every little detail counts, and every little detail is going to be coached. And that's, to me, I mean, without being there, you know, behind closed doors and being there on the practice field, it just seems like the kind of thing that Sean Clifford needed. Let's hammer down and drill down on every little thing that you're seeing and doing, and let's make some fixes here.
Those are reasons to be optimistic, Dustin. Got to go the other way. What are your points of pessimism for this team?
I mean, so much is on Sean Clifford's shoulders. If you're a believer in Sean Clifford, which, I mean, you look at what he is able to do in a best case scenario. I'm a believer in Sean Clifford in that situation too, but I don't. You know, it's probably true that a lot of team seasons ride on their quarterbacks, but Sean Clifford, there's just so much unknown right now about his ability to be that guy. You want to talk about where this program is and trying to knock on the door of elite? Is Sean Clifford the guy that's going to take you to elite? I don't really know. I mean, there's reason to doubt, and there's reason to believe in that. So I think anytime so much rides on Sean Clifford's ability to take a next big step, it's a little nerve-wracking. And I think on the other side of the ball, the defensive line, I mean, there are a lot of moving parts involved there. And I think, you know, just to see Arnold Ebiketie, who for the first time Penn State had him pronounce his name, or they pronounce his name, Arnold Ebiketie coming from Temple, I think he can be a very effective pass rusher. I think Nick Tarburton can very well take the next step. But to me, on that defensive line, I know they like their depth of tackle, and I do too. But you're going to need the best case scenario to unfold there. You're going to need all these guys being able to take what they're being given and run with it. So, you know, I think anytime you need a specific set of things to happen, you don't have a lot of proven there, it's tough. And then linebacker depth is another thing that I'll be watching early in the year. Are they going to be able to go a little legitimate six deep so they can keep Jesse Lucchetta in that hybrid role and not have to make him bunker down at linebacker somewhere? So I want to see how these younger guys are developing behind the scenes. Or maybe will we see a former walk-on play some key snaps at linebacker, which we've seen in the past with Brandon Smith and with Jan Johnson.
Yeah, we definitely have seen that in the past. And of course, when you talk defensive end, you know, Murphy's Law, worst case scenario, where do you get the injury? Where you have all the question marks at defensive end when Adisa Isaac went down. So very good segment there, Dusty. We are going to keep up with the season outlook in quarter number three. So stick around for that.
DraftKings, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving new customers $200 in free bets instantly when you bet $1 or more on any football game. And all customers can double their money as long as Tampa Bay doesn't lose by 74 points. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply in partnership with MetLife Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.